The next of those four element tools is called air. Air has to do with breathing, your breathing. Would you agree when we are anxious, stressed, tense, nervous, our breathing goes into short, shallow breathing? What we want to do is get back control of our metabolism of the body by actually going into deep breathing, but that isn't the natural way. But I want you to learn to do deep breathing. And we use these number counts to help you to learn how to do that. 4, 2, 4. I want you to imagine your lungs. I often describe them as party balloons. You know when you blow up those balloons for parties just before they pop because you've overinflated them. Well, imagine your lungs as balloons you're gonna fully inflate right to the top, maximum capacity. And so I want you to breathe in, inhale, and you can do that through your nose or through your mouth using a count of 4. Often I go to 5 because that makes sure I really inflate to the top. When you get to the top, fully inflate, and we'll do it together in a minute. At the top, I want you to hold it, hold your breath for a count of 2. And then I want you to let it out in a gradual way for a count of 4. I'd sometimes wait that 5 just so that I can fully expel the air. But when you breathe out, really importantly, you must breathe out through your mouth. So shall we have a go together? You're gonna inhale right to the top, hold for 2, 1, 2, and then exhale through your mouth in a controlled, slow way. So you're expelling all of the air out of your lungs fully. Just do it again. Inhale. Hold for 2. Exhale through your mouth. I want you to learn to do that without actually too much of your body parts being visible as moving. So as I inhaled, I guess you could see my shoulders, but actually I want you to learn to do this. I often say at the bus station, on the bus, on the coach, in a public place without anyone thinking, what's that person doing? That's a strange thing. You should be able to do this exercise without anyone noticing what you're doing. You're literally just expanding your capacity, your lung capacity. Hold, then let it out. And that breathing will start to give you back control. Give it a try. The next one is water. Water has to do with saliva. Now here's the way I describe it. When we are tense, stressed, upset, out of sorts, our mouth goes dry. Hope you experience that. Actually, when our mouth has gone dry, what it's suggesting is the rest of our metabolism is in a sort of a fight, flight, freeze place. Something's anxious, nervous, and it could just be a presentation or whatever small thing it is, small in terms of what the actual thing is, but actually it may be really important to you. But the fact is, you've become nervous. What the body is detecting is, we need to help you not be in a fight or to get ready for fight, flight, freeze. I often talk about, actually may think in the fight, flight, freeze, there's a bear jumping out of the bushes at you. Get ready, shut down all the non-essential organs in the body. Get rid of saliva production and get everything ready and galvanized to give extra energy, blood flow into your muscles to get you ready to fight the bear or flight from the bear or freeze. What the body is doing is going into that anxious fight, flight, freeze mode simply because of your thinking. Anxiousness, nervousness, your thinking can trigger fight, flight, freeze. And therefore, what we want you to do is get the body to give you back full control over all aspects of your metabolism. So we want saliva production to come back, and then the body will be a bit confused. Why is it we're producing saliva when there's a fight? Well, there can't be a true fight, flight, freeze. Let's bring it all back down and relax and give back all the muscles, the blood, the organs, all that they need. How do we get back saliva production? One way, I'm going to hand to you a slice of lemon, and I'm going to ask you to put that slice of lemon in your mouth, and I'd like you to suck, metaphorically speaking, no real lemon, just pretend there's a slice of lemon in your mouth. Suck on that lemon. You can chew it if you like. Can you feel anything happening? The saliva starting to be excreted through the jaws into the mouth. And as the brain detects that, it's likely to come out of fight, flight, freeze. Have a go at it and see if it can work for you.